Morning, this is Chris, and I'm here at one of our Northwest Volunteer Conferences with Lisa McDermott. Morning, Lisa.
Morning.
And Lisa, just tell us, what's your role at the Stroke Association?
My official role is Volunteering and Involvement Advisor for England.
Which is very important and grand. But Lisa's been running a workshop for us this morning here in Salford called Are You a Good Listener? And I wanted Lisa's just going to tell us a little bit about that and then read a poem, I think, that kind of captures a bit about what it means to be a good listener. So can you tell us that, Lisa?
Thanks, Chris. We were doing a workshop today about what makes a good listener. So we did an activity at the front end of the workshop, which was quite fun, but it really demonstrated what it makes, how difficult it can be to listen when there's a lot of distractions in the room. And then we talked about some of the ingredients that make a good listener. But what we did finish up with in the workshop was a poem which I found on the internet, so I can't take any glory for this poem, but it kind of sums up what we were talking about in the workshop today. So I'm just going to read that for you. It's called Listen, and it was written by someone who was accessing mental health services in Australia. So it says, when I ask you to listen to me and you start giving me advice, you are not doing what I asked. When I ask you to listen to me and you begin to tell me why I should feel that way, you are trampling on my feelings. When I ask you to listen to me and you feel you have to do something to solve my problem, you are failing me, strange as it may seem. Listen. All I ask is that you listen, not talk, just hear me. When you do something for me that I can do and need to do for myself, you contribute to my fear and weakness. But when you accept as a simple fact that I do feel what I feel, no matter how irrational, then I can stop trying to convince you and get about the business of understanding what's behind this irrational feeling. And when that's clear, the answers are obvious. And I don't need advice. Irrational feelings make more sense when we understand what's behind them. So please listen and just hear me. And if you want to talk, wait a minute for your turn and I will listen to you.
Fabulous. Thank you, Lisa.